WWIB, that is Chris Tomlin, his very latest God Who Listens on the WIB Wake Up Show at 16 in front of 6 o'clock. And I just can't wait to talk to my friend Doc Kanz in Eau Claire, and he's on the line with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just can't wait, so we're on a minute early.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So far, freezing rain, not really snow in the Chippewa Valley, and it's not the kind that you go out and it's just like so doggone, it's just like hardened. I mean, it was pretty easy. You know, you get the defrosters on and it was good to go here this morning. So
that's good to know. I was looking outside and I couldn't quite tell yet what was going out. So,
all right, I want to get to something you posted on Facebook that I weighed in on about you talking to leadership Eau Claire. But I want to start with, this is going to be our question in the morning. Tomorrow is going to be, what are you bringing to the virtual Super Bowl snack table? But today is strange food toppings. These are some. Some people do hot sauce on oatmeal. What do you think of that?
I don't think I would like that very much.
Yeah.
I can't say that would be a good combo.
No, here's another one. Mustard on potato chips.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, I think it would ruin the texture.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not too many things that go, boy, this needs more mustard. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Maple syrup on scrambled eggs.
Definitely not, although I think Ian would probably do that.
I love pure maple syrup. I call it liquid gold, but, you know, that just sounds too sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Honey on eggs.
Nope. I can't say I would go that direction either.
So there's a lot of people who say, boy, these eggs need sweetening or what?
Apparently.
Salsa.
I mean, there are people who say that about pizza, too, that it needs sweetening. So.
Well, it is blessed by pineapple, but it does need, I mean, eggs and salsa, that's good.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
I would do that.
And then lastly, popcorn in milk, like cereal.
Oh, no, definitely not.
Yeah. Any strange food combinations that you go with?
I don't know if there's any that I go with that are particularly odd. I don't know if you saw the picture I posted the other day of the Spam Oreo and mayonnaise sandwich that apparently they served at McDonald's in China for a while.
Yeah, you mentioned that one. You mentioned Spam Oreo. That's just no.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't know that I eat anything that's particularly off the.
All right. Yeah, we're asking. I know my dad. I mean, this isn't strange at all. I mean, like I would take graham crackers, break them up, have graham crackers and milk. That was just kind of. But I mean, that's not too strange. All
right. 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 Growing up, I was part of the eating raw beef sandwiches. But
okay, that's a little strange. That's a little strange. Wisconsin, we got national attention on that because of New Year's Eve, what we do. You had a question and a lot of responses. You said on Facebook that you have the opportunity in a month to speak to Youth Leadership Eau Claire for 30 minutes. And you asked, knowing what you know about me, what should I speak about? What would you want to learn more about from me? Now, before I share my response, I mean, you got a lot of responses.
I did. It was kind of fun to read through some of the different responses. You know, some from more whimsical responses like cheese or bees to, you know, things like wholeness or wholeheartedness, how to communicate well. One person said choices and how they affect our lives. You know, so I think there were a lot of really good things there. And I don't know if it added any clarity for me because they're right. I mean, there's a lot of good things to talk with young people about. You know, for me, my heartbeat really is that idea of wholeness or wholeheartedness. And so I don't know. I think, again, there's a lot of really good options.
Yeah. Well, mine had been this. I said, for sure, your journey toward wholeheartedness and emphasizing to them the importance of this and inviting them to do likewise. I just think that, you know, I mean, the Chuck DeGroat book was kind of, not that it was the sole one, but I mean, it was kind of a watershed change for you. And I think you could talk personally about that, and I think it's not something they're going to probably get from other speakers.
Right. Yeah, and I was actually looking forward to you weighing in on the question, and I suspected that's what you would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you did not disappoint me in that. And so I was even just doing a little bit of journaling this morning and thinking about, okay, in a half hour, how do I begin to communicate this idea to people about, you know, living an integrated life? What does that look like? You know, one person wisely asked, is this a secular or a Christian audience?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's secular, you know, and, but that doesn't change the fact that we're called to become wholehearted people.
No.
And so I think that's the direction I'll go. I'm just not entirely sure how to pull that together yet.
Yeah, no, that'll be a challenge, but a good one at that. And you should reach out to Chuck DeGroat and ask him, hey, I got this opportunity, and it's a half an hour. And yeah, I think it'd be interesting to hear what he has to say. I was listening to him on some podcasts with Dan Allender, which the Allender Center podcast. I highly recommend that. So,
yeah, I think that's a good idea, too.
My second choice would have been your love of raisins. So that would have.
Yes. We could talk about weird food topics.
That would blow them away.
Weird foods for a long time. Yeah, that's for sure.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow post-snowfall.
Sounds
okay.
Good.
All right. Thanks. We're asking the question this morning on the listener line, 715-396-1670, strange food toppings or combinations. Now, our friend Jason Kahn sharing on Facebook for something different recently, Oreo Spam Burger that was a limited release in McDonald's China. Yes, it's two slices of Spam, crushed Oreos, and mayo in a toasted homemade burger bun.
I mean, a lot of those things sound good separately.
I know, but all three of them colliding, it just is like Spam with some eggs, maybe, and some, you know, something else. But yeah, Oreos.
Would not
and
think
mayo.
To mix it with mayo,
wow.
And Oreos.
That
I would never really even think to mix mayo with Oreos unless I were trying to play a prank.
Yeah, we got some others we've thrown out this morning: hot sauce on oatmeal. No thanks. Mustard on potato chips. Not a lot. Yeah, I like mustard and ketchup on my brat.
Yeah.
Maple syrup on scrambled eggs.
I mean, a few from the listener line already. Yeah. I think you mentioned it before. Joe from Rice Lake said, yeah, I enjoy Funyuns dipped in chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I haven't tried that, but I could see the appeal maybe. And Marcia earlier this morning said dill pickles and peanut butter. We used to have peanut butter and pickle sandwiches as kids. Absolutely. She says carrots and peanut butter as well. I'm more of a carrots and ranch guy, but I can see the appeal for sure.
There you go. I thought I saw Dr. Fauci yesterday had said, you know, steer clear of Super Bowl party. That was just a headline. I'm a big headline reader. But the CDC releasing guidelines for Super Bowl parties, including no cheering.
Can you boo?
I mean,
there's no crying in baseball, and there's no cheering at Super Bowl parties.
I know it, exactly.
Life isn't as fun.
Okay, just the CDC advised that, quote, attending large gatherings like the Super Bowl increases your risk of getting and spreading COVID-19. Calling on fans to watch the game at home with the people who live with them instead of hosting or attending a gathering. The guidance added that if fans choose to attend the game or a large event or watch party, they should contact any venue, quote, to ensure that they have steps in place to prevent the spread of the virus in addition to practicing social distancing and avoiding crowded areas. They also call on individuals to avoid using restroom facilities at a restaurant or other venue, especially during high traffic times. Fans are also advised to avoid chanting or cheering and to, quote, stomp, clap, or bring handheld noisemakers instead.
All right, I'm guessing, and I don't want to make light of this. I'm planning to watch the Super Bowl with my family. But I'm just imagining a whole herd of librarians being recruited for every single Super Bowl party. And it's like, touchdown! Shh! We appreciate y'all.
Oh, that is good.
Thank you, doctor.
Avoid chanting or cheering. Stop. I mean, I can see, what if you did go to the neighbor's house and your team scared big Kansas City? You're just pounding away. I'm following CDC guidelines, Hank.
I suppose we could rhythmically clap.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like we're just, if you're a football fan or I might want to cheer the snacks or the commercials. I'm just exuberant that way. But yeah, everybody be safe. Have fun.
Are you anything like, I mean, I know we're both intense football fans, intense Packer fans. I mean, I yelled at the TV a lot during that NFC title game.
I do that a lot more during Packers games. Other games, not so much.
And the other time, I sometimes can, in the past, yell at the TV was during political interviews. It's like, what do you mean? So, I mean, that was the other thing that kind of rivaled. But nothing's like football, right? I mean, I enjoy baseball and basketball, but you just don't yell at the TV the same. So, all right. So yesterday we talked about this crazy science story that scientists had taught spinach to email.
Right? I know. And that was
so crazy.
So you've got spinach that can email, and now you have bricks made from mushrooms. Now, some people like mushroom and Swiss, as my buddy across the desk does here. Other people like them on pizza. A growing number of eco-minded entrepreneurs are looking at the familiar fungi as an environmentally friendly building material.
Huh.
Never would have thought of that. Engineers are already experimenting with mushroom bricks.
Really?
Which could greatly reduce carbon emissions in the construction industry. I don't know how that impacts the fast food industry. If you ask for a brick and Swiss at the drive-thru, what they would do.
Oh, you're just cutting it up today.
The mushroom bricks can be grown to a desired design and repair themselves when damaged. They also easily biodegrade when it's time to knock a building down.
Can repair. Wow, isn't that something?
Huh.
Yeah, I've been to Africa and seen what they build with, and it's quite different than here. But, mushrooms. What do they think of next? But it's been quite...
Will they smell any better when you fry them up?
It's been quite the science learning week this week. WWIB on this snowy morning. And a couple of shout-outs, one to your wife and one to mine this morning. Your wife making some wonderful, delicious cookies. Now, you've been on this, like, I don't know, a little bit of a cleansing for the first part of the year, right?
Yeah, Whole30 is called. Mm-hmm. And so that came to a close yesterday. And so my wife made not one, but two different varieties of cookies to bring into the office today. I have not tried them yet, but knowing her ability,
I'm trying the oatmeal raisin right here. Mm-hmm.
So we've got oatmeal raisin. How are we trying that right now?
I mean, it's good. You don't want it too hard, right? It's just very, very good.
I love a good oatmeal raisin cookie. I don't know all the hate that oatmeal raisin gets as compared to chocolate chip. They're two great cookies.
It's because oatmeal of raisin. It's because of the anti-raisin people.
Come on. Can't we come together and say, hey, a cookie's a cookie no matter what's in it?
Caleb, they're haters is what they are. They're haters.
Well, then more oatmeal raisin cookies for us. But I do love chocolate chip as well. Also, the other kind was a pumpkin cookie and had cream cheese frosting, I do believe. So...
We've talked about our dear friend Steve Snyder a lot this week, and I came in on many Saturdays. He loved his coffee, but hey, frequently listeners would bring him treats. Bobby Graffunder, others bring him treats here. Bobby and Jody Graffunder, dear friends of his, and others, but he wouldn't refuse it, and it goes with his treats. So in his honor and his memory today, he would have loved these cookies and having some Java as well. Absolutely. My wife, a quick mention, because as we go to the weather, the winter storm affecting some 29 states is called Winter Storm Peggy.
Oh.
So there we go.
Today. So we're under the winter of Peggy's discontent.
WWIB, and boy, we're Jason Gray month leading up to the March 7th concert at Northern Lakes Community Church in Rice Lake. Jason Gray's Order, Disorder, Reorder, yours, an amazing 18 songs on this one, and it's yours for a suggested gift of $45 or more during February. But remember... With an extra $15, you can ask for additional gifts as well this month from WIB Incorporated. And Jason Gray is on the line with us this morning. Jason, good morning.
Did you say Jason Gray month? Is that what you said?
I did say that.
It doesn't come from D.C., but it does come from here in the Eau Claire Chippewa area. So we've declared it officially.
That's amazing. Wow.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I should be up there right now for my month.
There you go. Come on anytime.
Well, you're going to come at the end, and we'll just have a big celebration, you know, a touchdown dance. So, anyhow.
That sounds perfect.
Good. Well, Jason Gray with us right now on the WIB Wake Up Show. And so, Jason, got a few minutes here with you, but we want to start off with something we do here. Traditionally, we put 60 seconds on the clock. We call this rapid fire, and we try to ask as many get-to-know-you questions as we can, all of which can be answered in just a few short words or less. Are you ready for rapid fire?
Yeah, you just need to know that I'm not very... I'll do my best, but I have a hard time giving short answers.
Not a problem. That's part of getting to know you as well. All right, let's put it on the clock. Rapid fire with Jason Gray. Jason, what's your favorite place to vacation?
Oh gosh, let's see. I don't get to vacation very often. However, some friends of mine who are well-to-do and generous invited me to go to the Bahamas next week. So I'm actually about to get a COVID test to make sure I can go to the Bahamas on Monday. So I'll say right now, the Bahamas.
There you go. Do you prefer 20 below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
I guess I'll go 90 degrees and humid.
What's your go-to snack food?
Let's see, these little epic protein bars that are made of bison and have cranberries in them.
Nice. And what's your least favorite household chore, Jason?
That is a good question. Let's see.
Think about the one you hate the most when you're asked to do it.
You know, I'm in a season of life where I just love cleaning my house.
Okay.
If you knew me, that would be a big surprise. So I usually think, oh, man, I can't wait to clean my house. Maybe vacuuming. I'll say vacuuming.
There you go. Rapid fire with Jason Gray. Thanks, Jason, for joining us this morning. And again, you'll be live in concert just up the road up north at Cumberland Northern Lakes Community Church March the 7th. And again, looking forward to seeing you here in person.
And here during the month of February, Order, Disorder, Reorder, the CD is one of our, it's our musical gift offer for folks. Suggest a donation of $45 or more tax deductible to WIB Incorporated. Talk to us about Order, Disorder, Reorder.
Yeah, you know, that song and the name of the album came from, you know, have you ever had this experience where you hear the right word at the right time and it kind of changes everything, you know? And so for me, for many years, whenever I'd go through something difficult or painful, my mind would go to, oh no, this must mean that I've done something wrong and God is punishing me, or maybe he doesn't care about my life enough to intervene, or maybe he doesn't exist, you know? And that's where my mind would always go. And then I heard these words that kind of changed everything. And it was, I'm being transformed when I move through order into disorder into reorder. I'm being transformed as I move from order into disorder into reorder. And that's very helpful to me because it gave me a new context to understand disorder as not, you know, when everything is going wrong, but actually as a necessary step in the order of transformation, you know. And I'm sure you guys have gone through this, where we go through something very difficult and we come out the other side wiser, kinder, stronger, you know. And so that's just helped me to move from, you know, when things are falling apart, instead of being anxious now or imagining that I'm under attack or something is going wrong, it's become, you know, it's allowed me to become curious and teachable instead and be like, oh, wow, everything's falling apart again. That must mean that I'm in disorder, which means I'm about to learn something new that's going to change my life and I'm headed for a reorder. And that's just been very helpful to me. And so I wanted to write songs that helped people be able to not be afraid in those moments and to be able to receive the wisdom and the transformation that only comes in those seasons of life.
Jason Gray joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Jason, real quick here, as a musician, what was life like during a pandemic year in 2020 with so many restrictions? How did that change the normal MO that you might have for a day, a week, a year?
Yeah, you know, I'm usually out on the road on the average about 3 days a week, and I wasn't able to do that, you know. So I'd say the biggest thing for me, you know, I went through a divorce about 5 years ago, and it was extremely painful and confusing because my experience up until that point was that I could always rely on God to see me through, to save the day, even in the 11th hour, you know. And I hadn't prayed for anything harder than for God to somehow redeem my marriage. And when that didn't happen, you know, I lost some trust with him, right? And it just, like, it was became harder for me to pray and to believe that he had my back, you know. So it's, you know, and it's been like that for a number of years. I will say that going through the pandemic, one of the interesting fruits of it in my life is that, you know, all of a sudden I couldn't be out making a living anymore. And yet I've seen, how God has provided for me and I'm still here, you know, I haven't had to sell my house or anything like that. And so it's restored some of my trust in him, like my ability to trust him, in ways that I wouldn't have expected or imagined, you know? So I'd say that that's been the biggest fruit for me this year is it's restored, little pieces of my relationship that I had lost or that were called into question in a very disordered season of my life, if we're going to use that language. So yeah.
Well, Jason,
I can't explain why I'm still here. Like, it has worked out, and I've seen God's faithfulness in it.
Jason, we love your honesty, both in this interview as well as in your songs. You're such a gifted songwriter and singer, and I remember seeing you at an overflowing tent at Life Fest in Oshkosh. But looking forward.
Oh yeah,
I remember Jason when you were here. This was several years ago now, and it was right before one of your children's birthdays. And we found a bag of apples in the break room, and we did apple stacking here in the studio. I don't know if you remember that because that was a long time ago. But that was right before "A Way to See in the Dark," that album, came out, and just can't wait to see you again in a real in-person concert in Cumberland,
yeah.
Mark 7th.
I'm excited about it, too. Thank you, guys, for giving me a whole month. Wow.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I'm worthy of that, but I'll try to live up to it.
All right. Hey, looking forward to seeing you March 7th. Have a safe trip. Enjoy that vacation, okay?
Yeah, I know. Thank you very much.
All right, see
you in
March.
I'm getting a spray tan for the first time in my life.
There you go.
Wow. I look forward to the song about that.
All right.
Jason Gray, Jason Tan, I guess it would be called.